Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two. Got 22s? Got shepherds? You know, I'm a little stunned. I just heard the top of the hour news. And the president has just announced that this could be a bioweapon that escaped from Wuhan in the laboratory in China. We've been saying that since January. So 4.5 months have gone by, and now the president just figures out that, hey, maybe this could be a virus that escaped. And, you know, here's why I'm saying this, class. I was on the phone with a guy recently, and he said he's watching the news. He's watching Fox News, and, you know, he's paying attention. And he's following what the president says. And I got to tell you, you can't follow what the president says. Because the president has said and reversed and said and reversed many times things. Like, we are going to lock down. No, we aren't. Yes, we are. There's a partial lockdown. No, there isn't. He keeps changing his mind by the second. So you can't put much stock in what you hear from the President of the United States. I'm not bashing him. I'm just telling you that my take on this is what he says is based on the last bunch of lobbyists he's talked to. Okay, so now he's got a bunch of lobbyists that are advisors. He's got people in the sports arena. He's got bankers. He's got Wall Street. He's got media friends. He's got Hollywood types, and they're all going to advise him on what to do about the lockdown. And it seems like it's about economics more than it's about safety. So, Joey, why don't you go first? Your thoughts, man on the street type things. What are you seeing? Have you been to any stores? Are you seeing any fear? Have you seen any masks? Are people just acting as if there's nothing going on? What are you seeing?
I go to the store every day. I'm not going to sit at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, and granted, I'm not going to take and rub my hand all over a shopping cart. I'll have a Clorox towel, supposedly a virus 99.9, wipe things down. I'll wipe my change off, not the paper, but the coin. But I go in the store every day. I go in the Aldi store. I ask the girls, I says, well, how do you stand? Well, what do you mean? I says, well, aren't you afraid? Well, yeah, but no. So their new policy is when they come in the morning, they take their temperature. They take their temperature at noon. One of the big box stores, home improvement stores, the guy told me, you know, 312 employees, nobody's been sick. Everybody was sick at Christmas, not now. But they're bringing some kind of digital, I don't know, it's kind of like the digital temperature you use on your car, but different. And they're going to start shooting people in their forehead when they come in the store, see if they're wearing a temperature. Yeah, that's fine. you know, that should at least keep some people happy. Woman I talked to at a nursing home, she works at a nursing home during the day and a deli in the evenings at the one grocery store. She says they've been doing their temperature since this all started because their job is not to make the old people sick. So, you know, it's like I said, the one place, 500 employees, most of the people are part-time. They don't qualify. They don't qualify for no free money. You know, my little sister had that stroke back in September. She's been trying to get any kind of money from the garbage, whether it's state and whatever. You know, she's been trying to get the money from Social Security. They send her a letter. She has to appear April 14th. they for real? And then 4 days later, they sent a letter. Due to the corona outbreak, we're not going to honor that appointment. Well, she wasn't going to go anyway. Because she's not going to a medical facility. I mean, these people, these are these stay-at-home jobs, you know, that they have to feel important. They might as well. The first thing they need to do is take all the government jobs, take their money away immediately. Just they don't get any money. Now they can see how the rest of the world is living, the rest of the people that actually work to support them. The minute they realize how important those other people going to work is, I think they'll have a better understanding. But, you know, question that always ponders in my little brain, because it's like, you know, putting a plate on a stick and watching it rotate and watching three or four of them. How is it possible this virus stayed in China for how many months? November, December, January. All of a sudden, within 2 weeks, it came to the whole world. It was in Europe. It was in the Scandinavian countries, the UK. It's all over. Only relatively in the last 5 or 6 days, you've heard it's made an appearance in Russia. But, you know, other than that, what do you hear?
Well, it came from the airlines. They delivered it to.
I know where it came from, but still, how do you transport something that came, it probably even came out of the chemtrails, guys? I mean, because you can't disperse a virus that fast, 2 weeks, where you kept it in one place, now all of a sudden it's out in the open, and it came so fast.
Joey, let me comment on that. That's a very good point. So yesterday I went out and I looked at our meter, and we have a computerized system that tells me how much sunlight solar panels on our farm have received. Record number yesterday. The skies. My comment to the family was, this is 1960. This is what it was like when I was young. The skies were magnificent. They were blue. You didn't see contrails from airplanes. You didn't see chemtrails from airplanes. You saw just nice, white, fluffy clouds. Lots of strong sun. Blue sky. Is that what you're seeing in Michigan? And then Brandon next.
I didn't see that here. I mean, today it's sunny. We had snow 2 nights ago. As it's getting closer to 5, 6 o'clock, the whole sky turned yellow. Mm-hmm. It turned yellow, and all of a sudden, I look outside, and everything's covered in snow. Apparently, up in the UP, they were supposed to get 24 inches of snow. You know, and not to say that we've never not gotten snow. I mean, we've gotten snow first week or two of May before, a couple of inches. But what I see, weather-wise, it's completely different. It's supposed to rain. It's supposed to. I mean, it was 26 degrees tonight.
Is it overcast or is it bright skies?
Oh, it's bright right now.
Yeah,
but
Brandon,
what
are you seeing in your? When Joey said UP, that stands for Upper Peninsula in Michigan. Brandon, what are you seeing? What have your skies been like for the last couple of weeks?
Well, we're just trolls here, officially called being under the bridge, but. Yeah, it's a little warmer than that, but still, I'm looking at snow coming down right now, flurries.
Okay.
It's been getting cold and chilly, and overcast skies.
Have you seen the incidence of chemtrails, or have they disappeared over the last several weeks?
You know, I do think it is an essential service because they're still cranking them out, but seldomly, more towards the dusk. When it's just the sun is setting, it seems to be they're layering. But otherwise, not as much.
That was brilliant. Essential service.
That's what, exactly. You know, and the other thing, Brandon, is in the evening is 10 or 11, go outside with a real bright flashlight and shine it up there and watch what's coming down. And I noticed in the middle of the night, sometimes it sounds like, I can't even describe the noise I hear outside. It's like big wind turbulence or like a big ship is docking when you see, if you've ever been to a seaport and you hear the tugboats pushing a big boat up to shore. And I'm just out of the middle of nowhere. I mean, I looked at the other day, I took a ride out to see the lake, the big lake, and almost 2 miles out, as far as you can see, it's yellow. Because it's been churned up so much, but once you could look past the horizon, and that's looking off of high bluffs. Then it looked dark green out there. But something is not right, and I'll guarantee you that whatever's not right, we're not even close. We're not even close to figuring out what the situation is.
Brandon, when Joey mentioned shine a flashlight, you know, straight up at night, what he was talking about, and I've done this as well, if you have a bright LED flashlight, you will see, it'll look like it's snowing at night. Little particles just floating down, flowing past the beam of the flashlight. Have you ever done that, Brandon?
Yeah. Yep.
Same thing? You seeing the same thing?
Well, hell, there's so much stuff in the air these days. Who knows what's coming down?
But you see these particles in the beam of light. I mean,
yes.
millions, not just one or two flying by, millions of them, right?
Oh, well, scientists would just call that dust. we're fine.
Yeah, just dust. And by the way,
the essential workers, of course.
Okay, and all right, gentlemen, let me ask you each this question. Early on in January, I mentioned that the government workers were allegedly working at home, and I didn't believe it for an instant. And I said that I don't believe they're working at home. I think they're just saying, you all go home and take your notebook computer with you and, you know, pretend you're working from home, and we'll pay you, and you can, you know, watch reruns if you'd like, or you can go to the Home Shopping Network. Whatever you want to do is fine with us, but we're going to all pretend we're working, and we're going to pay you, so just be quiet. Do you think that is the case still, Brandon, in Michigan, or do you think they're actually working from home?
Oh, they're working harder than ever, probably smoothing on a computer while it's open, and they have to click a button every couple minutes to keep the page from, you know, having the screensaver pop up. And even the guys in the Michigan Department of Transportation on the sides of the road, you can see them sleeping in their cars running with the ears on, acting like they're working. They're not doing anything.
Joey?
You know?
Same thing. I mean, the thing I noticed, the great public servants, you call them the blue team, those guys are really the most bored because they don't really know what to do. And I would like to say this properly, but I won't. You know, they're almost really afraid to walk up to a car that they might get sick. But, you know, if they can see the person and they feel they can bully them, they'll still do that. But, you know, I'll guarantee you, if you had a mask on and your eyes were watering, they walk up to the car, they just walk away. Because, you know, most of these people, and I've got family in different states that are on, they're public servants. Well, they're not the public servants. They think they're the main game, but they don't wear goggles, gloves, masks. They don't wear anything. So what would that tell you? Just all you have to do. The other day I went in a Staples store and everybody's got a mask on. He goes, "What happened?" Well, the governor said, I said, well, I didn't know what the governor said because I don't have any kind of communication system. But the CDC said, if you want to wear a mask, if you're sick, wearing a mask will help prevent your germs from spreading. But if you wear a mask, it doesn't mean when you inhale the air, it's going to give you any protection against what's inhaling. So you put the mask out there all of a sudden, and then it makes everybody go, ooh, the boogeyman's here again. Why would you wear a mask if it's not going to benefit you?
All right, we'll be right back with Joey and Brandon. Both gentlemen are in Michigan.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you're aware that some meat processing plants in the United States have closed, in the beef industry, the pork industry, and the chicken industry. All of the plants that have been closed were infected with the coronavirus, meaning employees tested positive for the coronavirus. And you know that Dr. Shuley said that the coronavirus can live on a dead body in a refrigeration for at least a month. Well, Smithfield Foods Incorporated is a meat processing company based in Smithfield, Virginia, in the United States. And it's a wholly owned subsidiary of WH Group of China. So Smithfield is owned by Chinese. Now, here's an interesting thing. Just breaking news, Smithfield Foods is now the largest coronavirus hotspot in the United States. So says the CDC. Okay? So Smithfield, this is MSN.com. Smith headlines, Smithfield Foods, now largest coronavirus hotspot in U.S. CDC, Center for Disease Control, in Sioux Falls, to investigate. That's what it says. Okay, that's less than a day ago. All right. So now it's a hotspot. Now, how is that possible that Smithfield could be a hotspot? Well, it's owned by the Chicoms, the Communist Chinese. Now, do you think that they'd be sending their people to check on their corporation, Smithfield, in the United States? Of course. So traveling back and forth from China checking on how Smithfield Foods is doing. That's my opinion. We now have the largest coronavirus hotspot in the United States at Smithfield Foods. Very interesting. So the next question, obviously, is, so when you're, after you've lost some loved ones, hopefully you won't, but if you do, you know, family members, friends, after this starts to die down a little bit, and your neighbor says, hey, listen, I got this new, oh, it's cool, it's electronics, it's a new TV, and it's the latest, and it curves, the screen curves, and it's, where's it made? It's in China. Are you going to bash your neighbor for buying a Chinese product? Or you can say, that's great. You know, I'm really glad because those are the guys who unleashed this man-made virus. Are you going to be furious with them? Is that going to cause a falling out with your neighbor because he's supporting the Chi-Coms who infected the entire world? Or are you going to be friends? Brandon, any thoughts on that?
Well, the news is coming out now that the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, was directly funding this Wuhan Level 4 laboratory that produced this coronavirus. That's one thing that Trump doesn't want to put onto his base because they're so loyal to him, at least the hardliner Republican sides. Now, if that information was released and Fauci was part of this program, there's going to be a serious questioning of Trump and his associates. So, you know, and the CDC is a for-profit enterprise. It's a company traded on the Dun & Bradstreet Stock Exchange. They're in almost every single large country. I don't trust any of these people.
My next question
is, if they come out with a vaccine, are you boys interested in getting it? And what would it take for you to get that vaccine?
You're asking me?
Both of you.
Okay, Brandon, you go first.
Well, this is a new type of vaccine. It's mRNA vaccine. It literally has a script encoded into the DNA, so we produce RNA for the supposed antibodies of the virus. Now, if they want to rewrite a human's DNA or insert, there are serious consequences and ramifications associated with these. And the long-term testing obviously isn't going to be done because they want to push it so fast. It's a race. Just like 5G, it's a race to get it in. Who cares about the health concerns? Let's just push it.
So what I'm hearing is you're saying you're not taking it. I'm certainly not going to take it lead first. Is that what you're saying, Brandon?
You got it.
Yeah, I'm not taking it. And there is a protocol.
When you come back, Vince, tell them the protocol, how you'll hand off.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Joey wants me to tell you that there is a definite protocol for when you turn in your guns. And you just don't hand it to a person. There's a protocol for doing it, and he'd like me to share that with the class. Brandon is with us in Michigan. Joey's with us. Two very, very bright guys.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An awaited report has come out, and when it comes to the nation's unemployment situation, things are a little bit better this week, but still far from normal. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to sweep across the nation, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits is down a bit, yet still staggeringly high. The Labor Department reporting that 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for jobless benefits last week. Most economists had been expecting the number today to be somewhere in that neighborhood. While it is down from a record 6.6 million the week prior, it still means an estimated 22 million people have now sought jobless benefits since the nation started shutting things down in March amid the spread of the virus. President Trump is expected to unveil his plan today for restarting the U.S. economy, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, I've got your.
Take my.
When you go,
leave
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, when you're on the telephone and someone calls you, there's a protocol that you engage in for dialogue. You just don't say, hey, yo, you owe me, or give me, or here's what I want you to do. You don't do that. You know, there's some pleasantries involved. Like, hey, Joe, how's it going? And, you know, some pleasantries are exchanged. And so there's a protocol involved. And it's been widely broadcast that there's a protocol for turning over or handing over your rifle, pistol, revolver, or shotgun. And the protocol has been shared in the following way. So, first, all safeties must be off. And when you hand over your gun to the authorities, the safety must be off. It's not polite to have the safety engaged. Then the person handing off the rifle, pistol, revolver, or shotgun must be holding it firmly by the grip. You must hold it firmly, as if in a very firm handshake. Then the rifle, pistol, revolver, or shotgun must be pointed in a very specific direction. Otherwise, you're violating the protocol, and that direction is with the muzzle toward the person receiving the rifle, pistol, shotgun, or revolver. And then the final protocol is that the finger of the person handing the rifle, pistol, revolver, shotgun must be on the trigger. And of course, you never want to hand over an unloaded firearm, so it must be loaded as well. So that's the protocol. So if you're ever interested in, you know, turning over your weapons, that's been the recommended procedure that I have heard widely broadcast on the media. Is that what you were saying, Joey? Is that what you wanted me to share?
I think you did a beautiful job, better than the first time I heard it. Because that was very, for those that have a hard time visualizing, I think they got the point. And I also think that would be the protocol when you're about to receive something you didn't ask for. It'd probably be the same protocol if they were to give you one of those vaccinations. Because, I mean, it takes a normal, 8 years, 10 years to get a vaccine approved. But these boys, they're going to have one. What did I read? They're going to have 352 million vaccines available by the end of the year. And that great humanitarian, he's like a reckless sore. What's his name? Bill the Scab Gates. Yeah, that guy. He supposedly has a nanoparticulate that he could put in there. And that way, if you get scanned, it will identify if you had that vaccination or not. So I just find that to be so interesting. And I was thinking about it. I've been watching a goofy series called The Green Arrow. And they really convoluted it, made a whole bunch of superheroes out of nowhere. But the last season 7, towards the end of that, probably disc 4 and 5, they're talking about a DNA test that they've already got a DNA, and then they can scan you and locate you anywhere, which would make sense with this nanoparticulate. Because these television shows, no matter how ignorant they are, how animated they are, their job is to install a particular idea into your subconscious. And you watch, if you go back and watch all the television shows that we grew up in, me and Vince, I don't know Brandon's age, and it doesn't matter, but me and Vince grew up different, and you watch the evolution of Andy Griffith, All in the Family, to every show that goes down to now, all the families are, you know, they're transgenders, they're interracially mixed, and that's all a wonderful thing because the television tells you. And from what you can watch, and Disney is the best place to learn. Disney integrated every one of these scenarios way ahead of the curve. That was the opening to get the series. So if you watch everything, you go back in your mind, go back and watch the reruns, because you got a lot of time now. Watch the reruns, watch the visual evolution, then go back and review the virus and think of the evolution of the virus, whether it's as bad as it is, it's nowhere near as bad, or three times as bad. It doesn't matter. All that matters is watch the picture. Know what you're being sold the bill of goods about. That's all I can say.
Brandon, what are your thoughts about how television has changed? Are you old enough to have noticed any of this?
I'm in my 30s. Television was so growing up, you know, Full House, all those TGIF shows and whatnot, but I don't watch that junk anymore. There's nothing appealing for it. One family controls it all. I don't have time to watch TV anymore. I've got about 40 projects going on, and, you know, on a daily basis, what time I want to allocate to those projects. It's just a distraction.
Brandon, I'm so impressed, and I without saying it, I know Joey is too about what you're saying. He's both of us are impressed with your knowledge base, your research, your eloquence. Can you share with us a little bit about what you do, if you want to?
What I do? Well, I run a little gardening operation out by dead chickens. Vegetables. I do like to go to the farmers markets occasionally and sell. I'm halfway into a degree with chemistry and biology. So I have some university training. I'm not too much of a dummy. I just try to stay on the frugal end of things, inform my general, you know, friends and family what's going on. But, you know, all up until now, they're asking me for what I think. What's your opinion? Is this a lab-made virus? What's going on? You know, otherwise, before then, you know, being a prepper, and thanks to you, now we're prepared to an extent. Thank you, by the way. You know, I just try to live simply on the outskirts. I got, you know, two different lives. I work in the general public doing asphalt quality control, and then I work by my lonesome here. Just getting by, you know. I'm as minimal as possible, which I believe is just great.
Okay, so are you saying that we helped you understand about living frugally? Is that what you're saying? Or that we helped you understand about that you can take control of your destiny? What are you saying?
I'd say you're a supporting factor in all regards with being prepared, you know. And you're one of the few people I can trust. If I had children with, they wouldn't come back, you know, more depraved or possibly sodomized like the people were supposed to look up to in the mainstream media. You know, there's only a handful of people I can say. You know, True News, Ted Nassenbrower, probably John Moore.
Mm-hmm.
You? Yep.
You know, I know John Moore, and he's been to the house many, many times. We've traveled together. We've gone to speaking engagements together. We've been on the same stage, you know, one after the other, that kind of thing. Yeah. Joey, do you think I'd be out of line talking about one of our boys, how he had this, how he dated one of these girls and what happened? Do you think I'd be out of line talking about that at this time?
I think it would be a word of encouragement to other families. So, especially when they have their children listen to that, because there's nothing worse than being involved in a situation that you compromise and then it fails down the road. I think it'd be a great story to tell, Vince.
Okay. So I haven't shared this. I have not shared this on the air. This is the first time. So we have, of course, family friends, or had family friends. And one of the family friends had a child, two children. One of them was about the age of one of our boys, the daughter. Their daughter was about the same age. And I thought, wow, you know, they're the same age. She's going to the university, you know, big university in Missouri. And seems like a wonderful young lady. I'd really like one of our boys to get to know her. So I broached the subject, and the father and mother thought it was a great idea of the daughter. And so the two of them, they didn't date per se. They never got serious. It was, they did a couple things together. Maybe six times they saw each other. And they just kind of drifted apart. And I never really said to her, son, what happened? Don't you like her anymore? What? I didn't say anything like that. And then, you know how you get those around Thanksgiving, those newsletters that say, here's what our family's done. We've gone to Disney, or we've gone here, we've gone there. And, you know, a little bit of bragging about what the family's up to, kind of like the family update that you get. Sometimes you get them at Thanksgiving. Sometimes you get them at Christmas time. Well, we got one of those, and it said, you know, the father was doing these things, the mother was doing those things, the son was doing his thing, and the daughter is now engaged. And the daughter was engaged to a person, and the name was one of those names that could be a male or a female. Okay? It wasn't like Kathy is definitely a female's name, or Josephine is a female's name, or Mary is a female's name.
Yeah, it was a name like Butch, though.
Huh?
It was a name like Butch.
So then, you know, reading further on, I realized that, wait a minute, the daughter is engaged to a girl. And I thought, man, this is going to blow over, you know, the wedding is going to be like 18 months or so away. This will blow over. I hope it blows over. And, you know, we got closer, and then I find out that the wedding date is set, you know, with the next letter, and it's firm, and it's, you know, cast in stone. And the next thing I find out is that, Vinny, I know how you feel about homosexuality, so, you know, you didn't get an invitation, but we want you to know that you can go to the wedding and bring your wife, your family. And I thought long and hard about this because I, frankly, absolutely, positively did not want to be part of this event. And there's no priest or rabbi or minister or preacher involved. It's done with an officiator. And it was done at a restaurant, and they had a courtyard outside. And I felt that I would go with my wife. You know, we talked about it for, like, weeks. Like, what do we do? And we decided that we would go in support of the father, because he had to be devastated, right? I mean, how do you feel when your daughter decides that she's a homo and she's going to get married? And the father told me to just go to the website, and the website, let's say the name was Smith. It was not Smith, but it was Becoming Mrs. Smith. And you can go to the website and learn about the wedding. And I'll tell you a little bit more about this wedding. And you might be surprised at what happened and what the website said. But this is a story for all of you.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about this wedding, this homosexual wedding that Mrs. Finelli and I were invited to. And so we were advised to, you know, if you're going to be going, just go to the website, and I'll make up the last name as Smith. And the website was literally Becoming Mrs. Smith, but take out Smith and put in the real last name. Now, this family is a prominent family in the village, and so a lot of people know of this particular family's name. So Becoming Mrs. Smith was something that really probably caused the parents a lot of raised eyebrows, if you will, or more. And at the wedding, there was at the ceremony, there was a sign, and typically the bride's family sits on one side and the groom family sits on the other side of the aisle, and there was a sign that said something like this. Now, I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly, but it was something like this. Feel free to sit on either side since both are brides. I mean, that was just one indication of how sick this was. And when you go to the website, or when you did, it said something like this. We have everything we need, and you don't have to give us a gift. But if you choose to give us a gift, here are some suggestions. And you could click on these. So these were electronically mouse-clicked gifts. And my memory says that they were between $50 and $100 electronic funds transfer for each click. So one of the clicks, so you'd be spending, you know, PayPal between $50 and $100 for each one of these. And there are different amounts for each item. But one of the items was entertainment. You could spend, let's say, $100 for entertainment. You could contribute toward their entertainment. Or you could contribute toward their beverages. Or you could contribute to travel expenses, you know, which would be ground travel and air travel. And you could buy carbon credits. And you could pay toward their lodging and their meals. But none of it was, you know, a mixer or cutlery or dishes or, you know, bakeware or cooking utensils. Nothing, not one of these items was durable. Not one. And I had a really, really hard time with this. And I told the father, there's no way. You know, there's no way I'm going to click on any of these things. So literally, we gave them 10 ounces of silver in one bar. So it was a 10-ounce bar of silver. And we went to the ceremony, and we left very soon. And it was something that stuck in my mind. And I tease our son, and I say, what did you do? What did you do to cause this? And that's the story. Joey, any comments?
Yeah, you got cheated out of 10 ounces of silver, huh?
Well, you know, I said to the father, I said, you know, they're probably going to say, Dad, what in the heck is this? And I told him that was for if they ever got in financial trouble, they could always use that because it's too good to throw away. But I didn't think that they would know what to do with it. But knowing what I know now, I would never do that again. Never, never, never. And I heard from the father of the bride, one of the brides, that even family members, you know, blood relatives wouldn't go to the wedding because they thought it was immoral. And the only reason we went was to support the father because I thought this guy must be in shock. I mean, I've told our boys that there's no ambiguity in our house that if anybody thinks that they're a homo, don't come back home because you're not welcome here. And other people say, yeah, but they're your children and you love them. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. Brandon, well, you have any comments on this?
Was one of the PayPal items a stripper?
No. No, but every single item was a consumable item with no residual value. Okay, after the wedding, after the honeymoon, after that, it was all gone. There's nothing left, nothing. And maybe you could print off, you know, who donated what, but that's it.
But Vince, this is how this story ends. All these people, and I don't care if you're gay or not, like I said, if you're gay, I don't want to see it. Just, you know, but the point of the story is, when it all breaks, it always goes back to, if you don't have your honor and integrity, and you can't face the music, what's going to happen? Can I ask you one more favor? I want you to call the guy that you click the button on and ask him to be on the show for a half an hour to hear his point of view. And I won't mention his name, and you know who I'm talking about.
I'll mention his name. It's Robert in Kansas, and he's been calling ever since. He's not given up. He can call any time he wants. And the last time he called, he talked about growing potatoes on the moon. So the Chinese are doing it. What do I think about it? Yeah, that was this week. That was this week. Yeah, right. Robert in Kansas, you're welcome to call in anytime. Let's just make it something that's relevant, please. How about that, Joe? Is that good enough?
That's more than enough. I appreciate that. Yeah. Brandon, I'm glad you took it.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.